Francisco and Chicago, that these are the things that they want us to really concentrate on. So the next phase of this was to really sort of put actions behind these words, because words only go so far. So from December through the end of February, what we did is we put together groups of 40 people for each one of these themes, gathered them for 2 hours and said, okay, so here is the theme of energy and the environment, for example, or education, for example. Tell us what you think are the major actions that we must take in order to put actions behind these words. So they talked about this for 2 hours. 48 hours later, we called back the same group of people and said, okay, so these are the 25 ideas that came out of this. We need to prioritize what are the top three priorities in terms of what we should be focusing on in the next 12 to 18 months, and what are the ones that we should be focusing on in the next 3 to 5 years. So we came up with about three priorities for each one of those. And so we've completed all six of those discussions, and the very next steps that we are going to do is try to identify resources. So words and actions don't mean anything if you don't have any money to do with, something with them. So what I'm doing now is I'm meeting with the provost, the vice chancellor for research, the associate provost for planning and budgeting, and our vice chancellor for advancement, and trying to prioritize among these prioritized ideas what we can do first, second, and third, and how expensive are they? Do they require one-time money or do they require recurring money? We are then going to go talk with the deans, because obviously the colleges have to be deeply embedded in what we're going to do. I think this powers me to go to donors and corporations and philanthropic foundations to see where their passions are and see where these themes match over theirs, and hopefully be able to raise more money to be able to fund some of these things. I think this also shows where the payoff of our stewarding excellence is, because that was where we really looked at what we should stop doing. And from that exercise, we saved a lot of money. And we are going to now redistribute that money strategically to be able to address the issues that have come up during this last 12 to 16 months worth of discussions. I can tell you that one thing that has happened is that we have really put our mind to saving money in terms of our energy consumption. We used to be in the Big Ten the most expensive campus. We are now showing that we are the least expensive campus. It's pretty good because we're one of the largest campuses. Also, our carbon footprint today is roughly what it was in 1990. That is pretty amazing also, because if anything, the physical plant is larger today. So, what we are doing next is to, in addition to talking with the deans, we are going to be holding a lot of small meetings across the campus and with the community. In the end of April, Provost Adesheda and I will be holding a town hall meeting to talk about the plan. We're going to work on it over the summer and then have another campus meeting to actually outline the actions that we're going to be able to take, both in terms of investment, reconfigurations, divestment, and go forward with hopefully being embraced by the people that have been participating in this whole exercise. But in the meantime, we're already doing some things that are clear. In the health and wellness area, we have gathered a working group in interdisciplinary health sciences. You approve, or I think you're going to approve, the Center for Sustainable Environment. And we plan on actually growing that area. We've already gotten a donor to look very carefully at possibly investing in an institute for sustainability and environment and energy. So if I were to go on and talk a little bit about taking the competitive advantage, and here I'm talking about diversity, because I really do believe that we need to be paying more attention to diversity in our students, in our faculty, and in our staff, not only because it's right and because it's legal and it's a matter of social justice, but because it's a matter of excellence. It's a matter of our competitive edge. When we think about the complex problems that we just talked about and how we're going to tackle them, the only way that we're really going to be able to do it is to have the very best minds, the very best talents at the table. And those talents have to be the voices of the globe as represented on our campus, which means that, to me, it means that the more diverse the voices are at the table when we're trying to make a decision, the better the decision will be.